relationship. Like, I'm talking about husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, your fiance. You are going through some issues where you're thinking to yourself, how am I going to solve these problems? I want you to know something. First thing, I'm dropping this nugget today because I know there's a lot of people come to me and they say, oh, the love motivator. So why is it that because you love somebody and they love you back, you still have problems? Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Like, I want you to think about this. And I want you to really think about your life. Like, seriously, get to a point where you look yourself in the mirror. And I'm talking about actually look yourself in the mirror and be calm. I want you to look yourself in the mirror and see the power of who you are. Because before you actually met that person, you had problems. Right? I mean, like, seriously, look at your life. Look at who you are. Like, I'm talking about your teenage years, you had problems. I'm talking about your young adulthood, you got problems. I'm talking about, you know, when you were trying to get a job, you had problems. I'm talking about when you thought about getting engaged, you had a problem. Like, I'm talking about everything and who you are, you always had problems. You see, problems gonna come. Like, problems will be in this world. Like, issues are gonna be in this world. And these challenges are solvable. I want you to get this in your mindset. These problems are solvable. I'm talking about if you do the right thing, if you follow the instruction. Like, you see, there are certain things that you need to do, and it's quite simple to solve the little problems that you have. And when it comes with matters of relationship, of togetherness, of coming together, the issues are usually not with the person that sees the issue, but with the person that has not seen the issue. Because guess what? Problems will come in every relationship. Like, issues will come in every relationship. But what I've learned on becoming is that usually the problem that is the problem is with you. And it's quite simple. There's a few principles I want to drop into your spirit right now. And somebody needs to write this down. I want you to really put this in your mindset and understand this. First thing you got to learn is there's an order. Mm-hmm. Somebody don't want to receive this today. But I want to say this, like, seriously. There is an order. Now, the world was created on order. There was some things that had to be made first. That's why God put in the power of his divine plan that he is going to do things in a certain order. All right. Now, I'm trying to help you. Like, you got problems with in your relationship right now. I know you need to hear this. And you might not take this, you know, you might not take this so easy, but it's the truth, and I need to get this. You must first look yourself in the mirror, because God created you before he created a relationship. Nugget. Before you, God gave you a relationship, he created you. And there are some things that you need to get right in your life first before you're able to have some serious, in-depth, until death do us part type of relationship. And there are many people out there that don't understand the power of God's order. And he says, I'm God and I change not. There is an order that stands that a man needs to do certain things and be certain things until he's able to do these kind of things. He's unable to get the things that he require in the relationship. So there's an order. So man has to provide and protect and plan. We know this, right? I know you know this. A man has to be able to get up, go out there, and bring food on the table. I'm not saying women don't do the same thing. No, this is not what I'm talking about. We're in a 2020, but there's an order that this man has to understand. You have a responsibility to take ownership. Come on. I'm teaching now. There's an ownership and a responsibility of knowing the order that God has already blessed on you in your relationship. So what you going to do? Relationship issues will come, but you ain't had an order with God that, look, God, I've provided. Like, this is what I do. I show up every single day and I grind. I make sure there's food on the table. This is what I do. Like, I'm protected. I'm making sure that my house is guarded and everything that is in my house is safe. And they understand that I will ensure that this order will be followed. And okay, look, and the first order I jumped over to the two is the biggest one that I've got a relationship with God. Now, I'm not trying to tell everybody, look, if you don't believe in God, that's your thing. But I'm just trying to say there's a bigger and higher power that you need to be connected with so he can give you wisdom. Somebody say wisdom. Right. There's something that you need to get to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. You must have the wisdom to be able to become responsible enough to know how to do management. Like, I'm talking about money management. I'm going deep now. Relationships will have issues, but until you are able to see the order that you need to do things in, many of you are going to have issues because you've never followed the order in your plan. Like, seriously, you got some instructions. You go and get an instruction to do something and you didn't follow the instruction. Like, seriously, you say, okay, I'm just going to try free this. And then you realize there's one leg. You got a table to put together. And you see, realize one leg is a bit shaky because you didn't put a component. And you finish set the table up and you see a couple screws hang out. And you're like, oh. There are some things that you must understand. You must be able to follow instructions. You must be able to be in a position where you are able to look at the order that you need to get things done so you can get the things you want in your life. You want abundance in your marriage. You want abundance in the dating relationship that you are. You want to be able to see that it's going to work out. You can solve the problems. Everybody got problems. But what I'm trying to say to you is that if you're able in the space of where you are to look at your life and say, I got to get this order right. I gotta be able to have a relationship with God that he's able to give me the wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge of what I need to do. And then I can do provide, protect, and then I'm on plan. And then at the end of this, you just present it to the table. And guess what? When you put it on the table, you're able to then be able to see the next step. And the next step is you ensure that she's got order too. Come on, I'm teaching now. You got to make sure that she's got an order. And that, this is the hard part, because many men don't even look at their wives or look at their fiance or their girlfriend. And they didn't even check to see if she got an order. Guess what? She's all over the place. She's an emotional wreck. She's unable to have any balance. There's no space in her mindset that she's able to say this is the principle. I have to make sure I got order. I get up in the morning. I do the first task of the day. I make my bed. I'm talking about completing tasks. I'm talking about order. You see, God has already set a blueprint for relationships. And I'm going to say this. At the beginning, the enemy came and he presented to the table. He presented to the table confusion, manipulation, lies, deception. And he put it out there in bright colors that it will distract you from what the truth is. He said, look, walk together, hold hand together, stay together, communicate together, talk with each other, ensure that this order is followed. I'm just trying to tell you, before you get to that point where you are broken and you're in issues, you need to go back to the plan. Like, seriously, read the instructions. They're clear for you. You've got to have an order. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect, because this is not what it's about. I'm just presenting the message to the table. Let me tell you this. All men are created equal. Only few walk in their greatness. It's only few follow their purpose. Only few execute. Only few get to a point where they understand that in order for me to have a successful marriage, or in order for me to have a successful relationship, is that we have to get to a place that we're following some sort of order. And it's quite simple. Two cannot walk together unless they agree. I know you know this one. Like, two cannot walk together unless they agree. So there needs to be some agreement. And before you get to that agreement, there needs to be some conversations. I'm not talking about flirtatious behavior or getting the wife to be wooed or to be loved up. I'm talking about where you simply sit down and have a conversation about your principles and where you're going. I'm talking about direction now. We're talking about planning. We're talking about looking at the future. You're talking about presenting to the table the things that you both desire of. So yeah, you're going to have issues. And all relationships have issues. Like, anybody told you ain't no reason. Listen, say, God said, I am God and I change not. I say to you this, that you have to have a relationship with God first. But guess what? In your relationship with God, God has issues with you. Come on. Like... God has issues with you a long time ago. And I'm talking about the fact that he wants you to be perfect. He wants you to be amazing. He wants you to be somebody that is able to see his own imperfections and say, look, I'm going to rectify it. So before you start throwing stones in glass windows and you start looking at your spouse and you start looking at your companion or that person you're dating or even the wife, I'm talking about, or even the husband. I'm just saying that you're able to say, look, I'm not perfect. So yeah, I just want to drop this in your spirit. I want you to think about this. Like, you have to look at your life and see how the order is running. Like, you need to look at your life and see how the order is flowing. And if you ain't got order and you're not following the instruction, if you're not in that position where you're capable of seeing yourself as God sees you, if you're not able to see that to have the relationship that you desire is about you and God and not just you and the individual, then you're unable to see the love that God wants you to have. You see, love is about forgiveness, yes. Love is about trust. Love is about accountability. Love is about knowing that it's not just words, but my actions. So yeah, everybody's not perfect. And I agree with you. Like, seriously, you're thinking to yourself, oh, I'm going to make mistakes. Mistakes? Oh, look, let me tell you something. There's mistakes and mistakes. So you got mistakes that become habits. So you're doing it out of habit now. You're not trying to rectify the bad habit. So it's become a bad habit and you're unable to look yourself in the mirror and say, look, I'm going to change this bad habit now. It's no longer a mistake. I'm doing this. It's become a habit. I need to change it. Now, habits don't change just like that. I'm going to have to run a course to help you to change your habits. And I want to teach you something. You might be doing the bad thing and it's become a habit. It's no longer a mistake. So you're being in that position where you're unable to change that bad habit. And it's now in a position where you're making that other, your spouse, your companion, your lover, your friend, whatever relationship, your friend, that you're unable to change it. It's no longer a mistake. And guess what? It becomes a bad habit. So I want you to know this. And I want you to know this, and I'm saying this to everybody. Like, look, I will put myself out there on the chopping board. I'm going to say this. I love God, and I love myself. And I know that many people out there, they don't know who the higher power is. They don't know, like, what his operation is. He leaves some instructions, and his instructions in an order. And if you can just listen to his instructions, and you're able to follow the order, trust me, you can execute your relationship and understand that there are certain things that you can and will do and will have if you just choose to follow the order. So what you gonna do? Look, everybody got issues. But many of these issues could be rectified if there was an order that was followed and the instructions that was read. It's your boy Dr. G, the Love Motivator. You know what time it is. It's always knockout time. Yep.